Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour, Mr. Wonderful at your service. Always happy to be able to serve you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andy Goss is here, too. Andy has become a great member of our brain trust, the author of A Secret World of Money. He is an expert in this area, and many of you, he's a banking expert. Many of you have heard him on television and on our show as well, talking about the world of the financial industry, and he's become one of our Fed watchers. And he's here today because the Fed is meeting this week, another one of their two-day meetings. And he's, as I say, he's our good friend Andy Goss. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey there, Jim. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's do the Fed watch stuff right away in the first segment here. As you probably may remember, I predicted in my 2015 predictions that the Fed would not raise rates during the year of 2015.
And I'm with you.
Many people were predicting they'd do it by June, and I've got a lot of really smart people who blew me out of the water early in the year because I made that prediction. So far, they're wrong and I'm right, but I've still got 6 months to go before to protect my prediction. Not that it matters that much, but what do you think? We know they're not going to raise them today, right?
Well, I'm absolutely certain of that, but I think the hint comes in the Fed minutes. You know, they had that system open market account manager meet with them, and the manager told the committee that they were rolling over their maturing treasury bonds. So if you look at the Fed's balance sheet, you'll see right now they have about $160 billion in treasury bills and notes that are due within 91 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do they do with that money? If they were really interested in tightening the money supply, they would extinguish those bonds. In other words, the government pays the bond, or the bill, rather, and the Fed just destroys the money, takes it off the balance sheet.
Like they made it, right, in the thin air.
Correct, yeah. So they created it to buy the bond. Now the bond is redeemed. They extinguish the money. But they're not doing that. In fact, specifically, and I'm quoting here, at Treasury auctions, the desk rolls over the maturing securities into newly issued securities.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that this would be the bond thing could be a smaller ratchet of tightening that wouldn't be less dramatic than a rate increase.
Correct.
And they're not even doing that.
And not only that, but they bought another, you know, let's see what the number is, Fed. And for you who want to follow along, it's the H41 release. And it looks like they added another $12 billion in mortgage-backed securities in the week that just passed. So it doesn't seem to me like the Fed is acting like someone who wants to tighten up the supply of money. They just keep pumping it out there.
No kidding. Yeah, I think you're right, and so more and more people now are moving the goalpost on us. They're saying, "Oh, they'll certainly do it by September," but when I look around, I'm more of a journeyman than an expert in this in terms of being a watcher of the Fed. I've been reporting on them for 18 years now on the show with experts like you, so I've gotten to know them pretty well. But when I look around at the Eurozone, I look at China. I look at some of the in our nation, our countries, our economy. There's so many indicators that are not positive at all. The small Main Street is still languishing. I don't see any kind of a danger that a rate increase would be designed to take care of.
I agree with you 100%.
And I say danger. I mean overheating danger. Any kind of a threat to overheating.
Correct, yeah. And you know what? Maybe before the last meeting in June, it appeared that way with the Chinese stock market at all-time highs, you know. But goodness, the Fed is certainly taking a world view these days. And to suggest that they're going to ignore the rest of the world and only focus on the United States ignores the dollar's reserve status.
Right.
You know,
it's
everyone's money. And so if they start tightening money right now, they're going to choke off any hope of international growth.
And don't forget what's happening to oil right now.
Exactly.
I mean, isn't that another huge factor?
It is a huge factor indeed. And, you know, you look at the Russian situation and the Chinese situation and the $44 trillion in maturing debt over the next 24 months. I think if the Fed were to tighten rates right now, it would be only symbolic. Like maybe they might pretend to raise rates by increasing them a quarter point. But in reality, they've got plenty of backdoor ways to keep pumping money in.
Like you described earlier. Andy, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Andy, why are some people... smart people I know and you've heard of. Why are some people thinking the Fed is being irresponsible for not raising rates? What's the purpose of that? And that's coming up right after the next break with our good friend Andy Goss. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.